The Arkansas Recycling Coalition is hosting its 28th annual conference and trade show, Pathways to Sustainability, beginning today in Eureka Springs. This year's keynote speaker is John Bradburn, Chief Materials and Sustainability Officer for Pathway 21, and he's recently retired as the Global Manager of Waste Reduction at General Motors. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich spoke with Bradburn by phone, and she gives us this preview.
John Bradburn spent the past 25 of his 40 years at General Motors, headquartered in Detroit, Michigan, leading the company's landfill-free initiative. As a consequence, more than 150 GM operations today recycle, reuse, and convert to energy a majority of waste.
The manufacturing operations is what we focused on. It included our dealerships. It included other sectors. Take a automobile byproduct and turn it into something good for the building industry. And I'll give you an example. We had a insulation sound deadening material that was in one of our manifold covers. So it's the big plastic part that's on top of the engines, and there's an insulator under there. And it's a polyester material, but it's so light that the recyclers didn't want to work with it because to transport it was a big challenge. But in looking at it, I thought, you know, this would make a good building insulation. So I had it tested, worked with a testing firm, and we tested to the international building codes, and it passed. So we took all that material and we donated it to some causes in Detroit and Flint, and it went into insulating buildings as part of a community outreach. And that's very important for companies to think about is managing things within your walls, but also beyond that, in your communities, working with those host communities in which you work.
Under Bradburn's leadership, GM has reduced non-recycled manufacturing waste by nearly 75% and total solid waste by nearly 25%. Bradburn offers guidance to other companies with zero waste goals and travels widely talking about best practices. He has a Master's of Science degree in hazardous waste management, as well as a national certification. But while at GM, he pushed reuse, for example, transforming electric vehicle battery manufacturing waste into wildlife habitat.
Yeah, I call that one powering our way to help challenged populations. And what I mean by that is obviously the electric vehicles here to stay. There'll be more of them in the future. They operate with great efficiency. And there are some many, many benefits in their use. But also as part of that technology, highly engineered materials are needed. Case in point is the cover that is part of the battery. This material is 6 feet long, 4 feet wide, and it won't traditionally recycle. It's what's called a composite. So you can heat it and heat it and heat it, and that's what's needed to be able to withstand that and be lightweight and be very, very efficient in use as a battery. But to traditionally recycle it is almost impossible. So it's reuse is the options that you want to look at. So when I see those covers, in our Brownstown, Detroit, the GM, Brownstown, Detroit plant, I thought, those look like good habitat uses. So I took one, I cut it, and I put it on a tree in my backyard. 2 weeks later, my boy called me and said, "Dad, I just seen a duck fly out of your box." And what it began was a long effort working with the Boy Scouts, working with other community groups, to build these houses into bat habitat boxes to address white nose syndrome, certainly, but also waterfowl, owls, all sorts of species. And yeah, I did those designs, but I worked with subject matter expert organizations out there, NGOs who specialize in that sort of thing. And in fact, right now I'm working on a loon nest structure with another battery itself.
Since retiring from GM this year, Bradburn enjoys spending time on his family's farm and serving as Materials and Sustainability Officer for Pathway 21, which has a mission to reduce 7 billion tons of excess industrial materials streaming from nearly 300,000 U.S. manufacturers.
I was on the executive committee of the U.S. Business Council for Sustainable Development, which is a nonprofit that promotes sustainability activities. And, you know, GM was part of that, and I was the rep to it. And that organization created a materials marketplace, and at a point in time very, very recently, it was decided that Pathway 21 would be created to grow it, to make it scale, to spread out these efforts. And what these efforts are, they relate to the circular economy concept that's talked about a lot today. It's not much different than years ago, where families, farmers, settlers, people who wanted to keep things in use would repurpose and reuse things. It's very similar to that, with the exception now, as technology's made it available, tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands, actually, companies and people can look at these materials, and they can procure them, they can get them, and they can put them to use in their area. And it's an industry-to-industry, cross-sector effort. It's a economic issue as well, because a true sustainability project, which is what this is, the materials marketplace, has to have a financial component to it. And in this case, it's creating jobs, jobs that you would never think existed, and creating some interesting new products from these byproducts, you know, high-end use of a material. But that's where I come in, and some of our staff, where we dig deep into specifications, physical and chemical properties, and match up these materials.
Global recycling supply chains are undergoing quality control shifts, with the world's largest recycling nation, China, rejecting badly sorted American contaminated recycled materials. Overseas shipping containers filled with bales of plastics and papers it previously would accept for processing. China's line in the sand is causing the U.S. recycling industry to turn inward.
Yeah, I absolutely agree that opportunities are going to be developed from this very condition. And in fact, it'll also be good for the environment. And that is because whenever you can keep a material as close to possible to its generation point, then it can reduce the carbon footprint of that particular product. And in that case, it would have reduced that transportation overseas. But also, a great point, I think, is that it will create work. It'll create jobs. It'll grow the economy. I'll give you an example of what can be done. The water bottle, back when I was at GM, and this example, I think, can resonate in any community. But I was born and raised in Flint. And when I seen those water bottles, the water getting unloaded, I thought, we need to do something here. And I was already working on a project in filtration with polyesters, which is what these water bottles are. They're called PETs. I got a hold of some people there, and we started working with them to collect those water bottles from the lead crisis there in Flint, as well as from the GM plants.
And those bottles were processed into insulation for coats distributed to homeless populations in Flint, Michigan. Bradburn has an altruistic and environmental bent. His father was raised on a farm, so he grew up hunting, fishing, and enjoying the outdoors, which he deeply values.
People, humans, really are the stewards. It's really about us. We're in control, and it's up to us to make this home that we have, this temporary home we have, the best possible place it can be.
You can hear John Bradburn discuss his GM career, the circular economy, and the developing global materials marketplace at the Arkansas Recycling Coalition's Pathway to Sustainability Conference and Trade Show, October 8th through the 10th in Eureka Springs. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
The Arkansas Recycling Coalition Conference and Trade Show begins today at the Eureka Springs Best Western Inn of the Ozarks.